Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh. In this audio, I'll discuss J. Hillis Miller. Now, who was J. Hillis Miller? J. Hillis Miller was an American literary critic who was initially associated with the Geneva Group of Critics and later with the Yale School and Deconstruction. So, in the field of deconstruction, he occupies an important place. His full name is Joseph Hillis Miller and his dates are 1928 to 2021. Now, he was a faculty member. He taught English at the Johns Hopkins University, then Yale University, and also at University of California. And like the Geneva Group of Critics, Miller argued that literature is a tool for understanding the mind of the writer. Now, his criticism emphasized theological concerns. For example, in his work called Poets of Reality, 20th Century Writers. Okay, Poets of Reality, 20th Century Writers. This came out in 1965. Then another important work of his is called The Disappearance of God, 519th Century Writers. Okay, The Disappearance of God, 519th Century Writers. This came out in 1963. And he drew heavily on ideas of the absence or death of the divine, matlab death of God. And by 1970, he had joined the deconstructionist critics at Yale, means Yale University, where he often defended deconstruction against charges of nihilism. N-I-H-I-L-I-S-M, nihilism. See, because you know, deconstruction says that meaning is something which is slippery and we can't arrive at any meaning. So, effectively, kuch logon ko ye lagta hai that deconstruction says that there is no meaning. Or we live in a meaningless world. Kyunki agar koi meaning hai hi nahi, that means everything is meaningless. So, Miller tried to defend deconstruction against the charges of nihilism. Now, some of the important works of Miller are, I've already spoken about two of his works. For instance, The Disappearance of God, 519th Century Writers.
Okay, so this is a complete title.
The Disappearance of God, 519th Century Writers. This came out in 1963. And one more, Poets of Reality, 620th Century Writers, right? I've already talked about this. Now, few more important works of J.H. Miller. Next is Fiction and Repetition. Then next is Versions of Pygmalion. Okay, Versions of Pygmalion. Next is The Linguistic Moment. Okay, The Linguistic Moment. And most of the time, Miller's literary scholarship is always concerned with language. And particularly with figuration and rhetoric. Means metaphorical language and rhetoric. Later on, however, he also stresses the relevance of all of this for theory. Means literary theory. So how literature and literary theory are somehow intertwined. So with respect to J.H. Miller, Joseph Hillis Miller, two important things you should remember is that he belongs to the Geneva Group of Critics initially. Later on, he shifts to the Yale School and deconstruction. And Yale School basically defended deconstruction. And two of the most prominent members of the Yale School were, of course, one is J.H. Miller and the other is Paul D. Mann. So on one hand, we had Paul D. Mann and J.H. Miller defending deconstruction. On the other hand, we had two more academics or let's say professors at Yale who criticized deconstruction. For instance, Harold Bloom, the famous Harold Bloom was there. And then Jeffrey Hartman. Okay, Jeffrey Hartman. These two people criticized the Yale School. So from an exam point of view, just remember who the prominent members of the Yale School were. One of which was J.H. Miller. And few of the important works of J.H. Miller.